From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The surge of COVID-19 cases across America is creating a challenge as hospitalizations are now at record levels, and that is hitting rural hospitals especially hard. National Rural Health Association CEO Alan Morgan tells DairyHerd.com rural hospitals are designed for primary care and general surgery, not pandemic surges. Morgan says standard protocol is once you need a ventilator and ICU treatment, you're transferred to a larger facility. We're in really uncharted territory. The fight continues over wage rates in the Department of Labor's H-2A Ag Guest Worker Program. The Packer.com reports on November 30th, United Farm Workers and its foundation filed a federal lawsuit challenging the DOL's November 5th decision to keep H-2A wage rates unchanged in 2021 and 22. The lawsuit requests a preliminary injunction to stop the regulation from taking effect December 21st and a permanent injunction seeking to have the rules set aside. Georgia Representative David Scott is one step away from becoming the first black chairman of the House Ag Committee. On Tuesday, the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee selected Scott over California Representative Jim Costa. AgriMarketing.com reports the Georgia Democrat must still be approved by the full Democratic caucus. Scott says every action of the committee must take a step forward toward building a more equitable, dynamic, and resilient ag industry that lays forth a new path for future generations. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.